Hello and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And you know what I always say, Buzz?
What do you say, Rob?
Hooray. Hooray for Hollywood.
Absolutely.
And we have a real Hollywood mover and shaker here. I think everyone knows that Patrick Schwarzenegger is back on the slopes.
Really?
After an unfortunate accident.
I heard.
Now, we did not have a chance to book Patrick.
No.
But we do have his father. Arnold, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Arnold.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, good to hear
you
from
doing
you.
All right? Yes.
It's been a while.
Are you having a good time?
It's been a long time, and I understand it's been quite a week for your kinder.
You're doing your internet show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, do you listen?
Yeah,
do you listen on the internet?
Oh, always. I've got the computers and things, and what I do is I download different programs.
Yeah, like
and,
what? What do you download?
I listen to... you guys.
Right. Good.
Thank you.
And what's the name of our show again?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm lying.
I know. I thought so. But very nice of you to say.
I was told you wanted to talk about my son.
Yes, Patrick.
Patrick Schwarzenegger, who was skiing. He's an accomplished skier, and he was on the slopes and things, and he was coming down too fast.
Yeah.
And it looks like he'll be a little mini Terminator. A day after suffering cuts and bruises in a skiing accident.
Uh-huh. Hold it. Are you...
What?
Are you reading that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not part of his life.
You don't even know?
I don't have anything to do
with
it.
You're reading this off the internet?
Oh. Yeah, I got this. Tim Nudd was the guy that wrote the article. He said he fell and hurt his ass.
Ouch.
Suffered injuries, including a nasty cut on his backside.
Ooh,
hey, yeah. That's painful, huh?
A butt cut.
That's my favorite body part. Don't bang that up too bad with your cuts and bruises and adhesions.
So, well, how did you
contusions.
Find...
Contusions.
Yeah, that's not adhesions,
those
right?
Adhesions stick together. Yeah.
It's one of the big words.
How did you find out about the accident?
My publicist.
Oh,
yeah, well, he called nice. Me and said,
are you,
son,
are you still with Morty?
Yeah, Morty Rubenstein. Morty Rubenstein called me and said, your son had an accident. I said, is it bad? He said, it's not good. Accidents are never good.
He's right.
Is that really how the conversation went?
Yeah.
So it went, is it bad?
He said, is it bad? He said, it's not good. But he's back on the slopes. He's doing fine.
Sure.
Got a nasty cut on his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now he's out there chasing the ladies. He's got his father's good looks.
How old
and
is
he's got
he?
His father's he's got his father's one quality, you know what I mean?
What is it?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
That's
know
right.
That
when he was a baby in diapers, it was incredible.
Really,
we almost wanted to put him in the circus.
How old is he now?
I don't know.
He's 18.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
that's right. He's 18.
You should keep up.
Have you met Oscar?
Hello, Oscar.
I was curious. Hi, Arnold.
How was the wedding?
It was great. It was great.
Oh, that's
thank
great.
You.
Heard great to have you that. On the show again.
I wanted to ask you. I was reading the article. He's got a flourishing modeling career, son.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Really?
Kid.
Is this gonna affect
he's
him
a good looking kinder.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
My son?
Yes.
Patrick.
Years ago.
Oh, well,
that's sad.
Yeah.
We don't speak. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Hey, is he,
I'm kidding. Of course I've got a good relationship with him.
Good.
I'm joking. This is a funny show, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
This is
usually.
Where we all do the laughs.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
You say he's good looking?
I got a great joke. Can you tell jokes on this show?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Two Jews.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I forgot the rest.
You say your son Patrick is handsome?
Patrick Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Is he as handsome as the kid you got from boning the housekeeper?
Hey, that's foreign territory. Don't go down that highway. You go down that highway, I'll break your arm.
You went down that highway.
Well, I never did that one. You're talking about the Hershey Highway?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe twice.
What's your favorite body part?
Yeah. Yeah, the housekeeper.
Maybe twice we did that in the laundry room.
Oh,
it's convenient.
Yeah, well, it's handy. Yes.
Near the soap.
It's convenient if there are any stains.
Easy to wash off. Yeah.
Any what?
Stains.
Stains.
Jesus.
If you have stains, you can immediately take care of them.
I remember.
Because there's Tide detergent right there.
Right.
I remember I got a call from your publicist, Morty.
Morty Rubenstein.
And he said there's a stain. I
said,
is it bad?
He said it's never good. Hey, let's stop the effing show, okay?
All right, Arnold.
Thank you.
And listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it, because I don't with words. It's an hour. It's an hour. You didn't just get off a plane from Australia. It's an hour. Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? Is this milk still good? What do I... Who's the president now? What's... Is that an electric car? What's... Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey, live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us anytime you would like. We'd love to hear it. Rob, we can.
Probably not a good idea.
718-506-1625. They're listening to you. They're not listening to me. They're listening to you guys, and they're not calling.
All right, how about this?
I welcome phone calls from people around the country.
What if I revise my thought and I say, call if you got something.
Yeah, well, yeah, or if you know something really motivates you to get on the show.
But what
how
I don't
old
like,
man do I look to as I'm checking? Look at my computer.
What would be really great is move your hat further back and then rest your glasses on your brow, and then say, "Where are my glasses?"
I'm sleep deprived today, and it's not. It has nothing to do with daylight savings time. It has everything to do with Mina Fowl, my wife, who woke me up at like 4:45 in the morning,
looking for some loving.
You're snoring.
Oh,
and I'm snoring again because I'm fat. Anyway, our show is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies have started putting these very restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show.
Yay!
We thank you. Yes, they want you to be able to sell your tickets online or whatever you want to do, okay? And stop sending me letters about it. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's great to be back. The whole gang is back here.
Yay.
RJ Diaz, the studio is fantastic. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's why I rewarded him last night and took him to the hockey game.
Cool.
We'll hopefully talk about that. Oscar is back from his incredible whirlwind Palm Beach elite wedding in one of the bastions of the one percenters, and Oscar was right in the middle of all of it. I want to hear about that, especially the golf thing. I want to find out about that. Also, Buzz Burbank had a run-in with a politician.
A nice one.
A nice one? Where the hell is the fun in that?
You're about to find out.
All right, very good. Let me see. But I will start with the hockey game.
Cool.
And then we'll talk to Oscar. We'll talk to Buzz. And before we get started with anything, I have to tell you a major challenge for me. I really think this is important. The booze is my downfall when it comes to inhibitions, and I might be taking St. Patrick's Day off this year.
Hmm. Well, it's a holiday, a national holiday, a religious holiday, really.
Now, you've done this before, but the thing is this is St. Pat's falling on a Saturday, which happens not very often.
I got my kids this Saturday. I want to maintain the program I'm on, and when I wobble on the weekends, it affects me.
Well, sure.
It takes me out of sorts.
It does.
The booze is the last piece of the equation. Not that I'm giving it up permanently or anything ridiculously foolish. Unfortunately, March 17th falls 2 weeks before our big show at the State Theater.
Yes.
And I want to have fun that night.
And you know what?
And
man,
I can't
you will.
Do both.
Right.
I can't. I really think if I had a big bender on St. Patrick's Day, I would just be for the next 2 weeks.
I know.
And I got to be sharp, got to be cat-like, got to be ready to go.
You and I have held hands through many diets.
Yes.
And if you were to drink and really do it up right on St. Patrick's Day, I'll tell you exactly what would happen. You would say, I think I'll just keep on this road, and then I'll start dieting after the show.
Yeah, it's not
because they start blending into each other. Got to make a fist.
Rob said this. We had a discussion about this. They tell us this on our friends at Wait Now. We'll talk about them tomorrow. But it doesn't. The booze is any program that's out there. They say that's the big grenade.
That's
unfortunately,
what does
it turns to sugar that's when it gets in your
system. It makes you crave the wrong things.
More than that, it does. The next day, it's just like gone.
Yeah.
I'll get
feel
through
awful.
Like 1 o'clock, and then I'm just like,
yeah.
takes almost a week to recover.
And you know what? Here's
where is the bad food?
What you have said to me before, St. Patrick's Day, you say it's like New Year's Eve. It's amateur's night.
It is.
And you
it
know
is.
What? You don't need that.
No, I'm starting to really like think about how I manage what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm really
Good.
Thinking about that. And, you know, the whole thing, you know, going out to Sturgis, I got some guys that are, they like to have fun. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I got some John Wayne's going with me too.
Yeah, well.
You know, I got guys that, you know, if you're in a ditch in the middle of the West, they're going to be able to help me more than
you want that in Sturgis.
Not like my old pals, which were all, you know, the guys I hung around with, the guys that I hung around with for most of my life in different incarnate, different groups of people.
Yeah.
But all of my friends have always had one characteristic. And it's like, he pooped on the deck.
And they leave you in the ditch.
That's that's the friends I have. Right. And now I'm moving towards people that I just think can cover me.
Pull you out of the
That
ditch.
Includes me. Right. There's nobody goofier than Jimmy Cerrito.
Right.
But Jimmy Cerrito is kind of a mother hen type of guy.
He rises to the occasion.
He's a nurturer.
Responsible.
He's a taker care of guy.
Right, he
and,
is.
And, you know, and my friends John and Steve and Gail and Bill. It's like everybody is that's just... You know, and you're saying, ooh, 52. Way to decide to grow up when you're 52.
No, but you're look, I think it's wonderful.
I went out.
I know we were supposed to have plans this Saturday, and clearly they're not going to happen now, but that's fine. I want the best. What's best for you?
What if I was to come out and say, "Hey, I'll come out and
no.
That's
why would
not
I put
work.
You in
that?
No, it's fine.
Work.
It's fine.
No.
My question to you is this: there's a common thread whether you're hanging out with Jimmy or us or anybody else. It's you.
Yes.
You can't say no, much like I can't say no when you've gotten to a certain point in the evening or the day.
Exactly.
So it's,
and
just
it's
about
terrible.
Pumping the brakes. Yeah.
I mean, I Friday night, I went out and had cocktails with my lady.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to come in early.
What cocktails were you having? Wine?
Just beer.
Okay.
Just beer.
Some beers.
And then
hardly
late
counts.
At night, I had a conversation with Mark Ronick.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I just went to a different stratosphere.
Hmm.
And I ended up just really going to the wall. And Carla had warned me early in the evening. She said, oh, this is, you're going to be no use to anybody on Saturday. And I wasn't. And it's terrible.
And
it's no fun. And I don't like it. And it's not. The having the fun is not nearly. You get about.
It's not worth the price.
You get about an hour and a half of maybe fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that hour and a half is like 10 hours of total recovery.
What I need to do, Mike, I want to remind you what happened last St. Patrick's Day. I actually have tape of it.
Oh,
okay,
this
God.
Is tape of Mike from last. And you don't
this
want this.
Help.
Well,
you
this
don't
will
want
help
this
me.
To happen
this
again.
Will. Okay, let's
well,
listen.
I tell you, the first look I got at him was in the old ruins on the top of Knocknesiga. And what did he look like, Darby? Oh, just like any other leprechaun, only he'd been the king of them all.
Remember,
with a little gold crown on his head.
All right,
that's right,
you
that's
get
when
your
Mike,
racist
he found the,
joke.
The king of the leprechauns, and then Mike talked about gratitude.
The moment I heard you were in trouble, I swore I'd take you out of it. And if you're the fine, decent man that I think you are, you'll be showing me a little bit of gratitude.
Yes, yeah, and you don't want to go back good. There. That's right. So, when you chase the king of the leprechauns.
But
yeah,
we weren't. Were we firm for that anyway?
We I were, mean, but it's okay.
We were?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's fine.
Whatever.
Now, why are you mad? I'm fine with
you. I'm
this.
Not mad at
he's
you.
Not. He's mad at
I'm
the
I'm not
dirt.
Mad at you. Because I really, I've said to.
He is mad at
I
the
said
dirt.
For Oscar and for Chad that we were going to go out and have
no
one.
Worries.
And stuff.
I got Todd involved.
But the, you know what? Maybe I should.
Todd O'More?
Maybe I should go out and have two.
No. We wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. No,
can't
no.
Can't do it.
You
can't.
It's St. Patty's Day.
And I invite you to go
I'd
back.
I'd like to go. I'd like to maybe take my daughters to a parade.
I think
you
that'd
should
be
do
great.
That.
That would be all right.
It's celebrate and your
it's
heritage.
Healthy.
Celebrate your heritage.
And my, you know what? You know, coming out of anybody's mouth except yours.
Right. That's awesome.
That just sounds
I have
nasty.
A clip of the parade, Mike.
Oh, God, he's got a grip.
I have a good mind to break your back.
I thought we were friends.
You made a laughing stock of me in front of my own people.
Jesus, Darby O'Gill.
Yeah, it's my favorite film.
Darby,
it's my favorite
I don't think
I've
ever
movie.
Seen
got the
it.
Whole movie. In
I've never seen
great
it.
Great film.
So anyway, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
You know, maybe no I go out and maybe I go out and I meet you guys and I don't.
All right, well,
partake.
Well, here's
a cup
remember,
of tea.
Remember the plan was to not partake at the Super Bowl too.
Yeah, you're right. Mm.
And when you get in that environment, it's Whoa. Pretty tough.
You know
it's
what?
Pretty tough.
You're right. I'm a mess.
You don't know. You're not a mess.
52 and I haven't made any progress.
You're not
at all.
A mess, but what you have to do.
I haven't matured 1 hour.
Mike, don't go smoking at a gas station.
I know.
You know?
I know.
I mean, don't put yourself in that way.
I know. In that way.
In that way.
Don't put yourself in that way, Michael.
Just like any other leprechaun, but him being the king, he had a little golden crown.
I'll call you from the bar and let you know how much fun we're not having.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
help.
Good.
That's yes. good. Yes. All right, moving on. Speaking of fun you're not having.
Yes.
How was it? Yeah, I saw some. First of all, you really let everybody down by your lack of photographic evidence. I don't think two photos from the turnaround at the Shishi Club is enough for me to be satisfied.
I was
looking for it, and I saw one shot of a water hazard.
Yes.
God damn it, I wanted
now
to see more of that golf
where
course.
Where did you golf?
At the Trump International. golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right.
Very nice.
And you should know that.
How's
I got,
it feel to be back in Manassas?
I got a forewarning about the dress code because everybody was concerned that
sure.
everybody was going to wear the.
You were worried
attire.
About having to dress like Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Did you like my advice?
Your advice was great.
Yeah, what?
Great. I did not take it though.
Did you? You didn't wear. Tell me you didn't wear shorts.
No, I'll tell you what I wore.
Okay, go ahead.
I arrived to the West Palm Beach area. I went to my...
There he goes.
La la la.
I ended up going first to see my new sister-in-law's family. And the father of the family is the big golfer there. Like, they love golfing, and he is serious about his golf.
Oscar, is that you? I've made Manhattans. I've made Manhattans. Yes, we've got to make some Manhattans.
I was wondering, Oscar, do you like your vermouth very dry?
Yep. Do you have that? The Manhattan guy?
Yeah, it's old-fashioned, but yeah.
Yeah, the old-fashioned. We need some old-fashioned, Oscar.
That's what it is.
You met the, you know, your future...
Mr. and Mrs. Cornella.
Your They're future relatives yes. by marriage.
They are not anything like you would... The voice you were just doing
right.
is completely the opposite of what they're like.
Okay.
They're an old Italian family that are just loving, kind, and
inviting. Hey, it's a so good.
Too bad there's no one in the room that does that.
Not fresh off the boat Italian, but they are an Italian family.
Mike's getting out the Kleenex.
No, I'm not doing it. So, you know, I thought it was Thurston Hall, and you didn't realize that they were a wealthy Italian family.
An old Italian family, Mike. An old Italian family.
Yeah. I didn't know
they're
that.
Very close. And he pulls me close before I leave. He says, are you ready for golf tomorrow?
Come over here. I want you. You're a good boy. I'm really happy to have you as part of this family. Normally, we don't allow Puerto Ricans. But this is an exception because your brother's such a talented medical mind. He's such a talented medical mind that we're going to bring you in. Look at my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
An old Italian family.
So they're an old Italian family.
Yeah, so he wanted to make sure that I had spikes. I was going to wear the proper attire.
Right.
And
I was concerned about the...
Here we go.
Shoes. You gotta know on this show, you never get a chance to tell the story.
No.
Hey, you got the spikes?
Hey, come on up here. I got a plate of pasta as big as your head. You want a cannoli before we tee off?
I let him know that I had the proper time.
Good.
So this is Bolivia meets Italy.
Yes.
Wow.
That's quite a combination.
That's quite a
combo.
That's an olive-colored wedding if I ever heard of one.
Man, and when Johnny Fontaine came out to sing.
Yeah. And I've had them all.
So I had plaid pants that I would worn to the...
Not the thing from the Arizona
Open.
Tournament?
Yes.
You didn't...
Did you say plaid?
Tailored plaid pants.
I saw those. Those are like Bodog or Or loudmouth.
Loudmouth, yes.
Are those loudmouth?
Yes,
that's the Johnny Fairplay line.
Yeah, I did not know that. Well,
Johnny Fairplay wears those. That ought to tell you the type of individual
and happy birthday.
Seen in those.
Happy birthday. Oh, he had a birthday this week.
Oh, that's right. John Dalton?
John Dalton. Yes. And you know what? I actually called him that, and he said, I had my name legally changed to Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, well, of course.
That's why you pissed him off?
A little bit.
That's awesome.
Sorry, Dalton. Right.
So I assured him that what I had was good to go. But when I left, I looked at Shannon. Because Shannon flown in. Shannon
in the morning. Hey, this is going to be an incredible wedding.
Hey, I hope you brought your spikes.
This is exciting times. Boy, I tell you, I think I might have a little garlic breath from last night. I sure hope that I brought some lifesavers.
What flavors?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor. Shannon
in the morning. How's your story?
Oh, my God. I look at Shannon and I said, we have to go buy some clothes because all I have is those plaid pants and this might not, this isn't going to fly.
So you went and you bought new clothes.
Bought a new outfit. And as the night went on, I thought, I was like, look, I think these pants aren't that bad. I bought a conservative shirt to wear the pants.
What color were your pants?
My pants were plaid and they were white, a white plaid with blue and green stripes. It wasn't bad. It was kind of nice.
That does not make any sense in my head.
When you start out with plaid, you got a problem right there. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah.
So I said,
I'm thinking curly.
As a bit, I'm going to show up in the pants with a conservative shirt and see what he says. And I asked my brother if that was okay, and I asked my sister-in-law if that was going to be okay, because he was very serious about the game.
What color is the shirt?
The shirt is a solid navy blue.
Navy, okay.
I show up, and I...
Now, these are full-length pants.
Yes,
not
and
knickers,
I had
right?
a change of clothes in the car. So
what
I
were
said,
you going to change into if you had to?
I had bought some conservative shorts, and I had the solid navy blue top.
Okay.
I thought that club was the kind of club where they don't do shorts.
You can do shorts, but you can't do cargo shorts. You have to have golfing shorts.
Yeah, you can do shorts, but really, if you're going to really do it 100%, long pants are pretty cool.
So I walked in, and the first response I got was, that is amazing. He loved what I was wearing.
Oh, good.
Really?
So he took it. He said, absolutely loved it, and then I went and made sure with my brother that he actually loved it.
Like and my boy.
Yes.
That's like the most fantastic outfit I've ever seen in my life. Boy, you're beautiful. You ought to be on the pages of GQ.
You approve.
Did you have white shirts, white shoes?
Yes, I had white shoes.
So you had the white shoes, you got the plaid, with the little white and the navy blue top?
Yes.
Hey,
but it wasn't like loudmouth.
It wasn't
pants.
Ostentatious.
Okay.
But
you still went with a little flash.
I went with it. If he was okay with it, he loved it, I went with it.
And just plain blue.
Plain blue.
Any chance shirt you was could wear blue. Those plaid pants to our appearance on the State Theater?
Wardrobe change, absolutely.
I think they'd look great.
I think we might do a wardrobe change. That might be fun. Hey, did you wear the visor like I suggested?
I didn't get a visor because I needed a tan.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to get the tan.
You wanted to have a little color?
I wanted to get the tan, yes.
Right. Now, your people don't need to put screen on. Right?
Yes, you do. Everybody burns, my friend.
All people do?
Yes, African-Americans, everybody.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Look how they burned your boy.
Yeah, look at how they massacred my boy, my sonny.
Showed up. Next day, we're at the club. And we have been blessed in this industry to be in different places, nice, some not so nice. And
forget about it.
This is the first place in my life where I was actually fully intimidated.
Happens at places like
that. As you pull up, it's just so perfect. If I remember someone had said later on in the day, one of the caddies, he said, if you've got a Porsche, they park it around back. Because it's either a Maserati, a Bentley.
You showed a picture. The two pictures I saw, one was a Bentley and one was a Ferrari,
I
believe.
Yes. One of many around the turnaround at the front of the club.
Well, I did a little research on this club. My God. What line of work is Dad in? Father.
Actually,
olive oil.
Construction.
No one is a member. Because they had the wedding there, they let us go golf there.
Oh, so he's not a member.
No. He was able to secure the golf because of the wedding.
So they rented out.
Yes.
I didn't know.
It was amazing.
But it's still ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yes, yeah. I can only imagine.
To have it done there.
I can only imagine.
Oh, I mean, I'd love to participate in a wedding at a place like that.
That'd be great. And
it's exciting.
For the golf itself.
Look what they did to my wedding.
Look at my wedding. You want a cannoli?
We get set up. You walk through the actual club. They take you to the locker room. Every locker has its private member's plaque with their name on it, which is amazing. Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Cornello, they had giving him Rudy Giuliani's locker to use because somehow that was involved.
That's
in the package.
Fun too. Yes, part of the thing when I used to be at the.
Also, they're both Italian.
Back in the day when I used to play.
Mike, come back. Come back to your happy place.
Look at me. Look at me now. I'm sitting in my living room.
With you guys.
This is the opposite.
We had presidents at my club.
Yes. Yeah.
Presidents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could go and say, oh, there's Tiger's locker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God.
This Clint Eastwood's locker was right next door.
Yeah,
we
didn't have Clint Eastwood.
It's one of those deals.
That's pretty cool.
And the opulence that was there, just to put it in perspective, is the type of it's what you think Bushwood Country Club is when they're not filming a movie there.
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
That type of setup.
Yeah. And you immediately have a sense of you're out of an element.
Yes. Yes.
And you need to be on your best behavior.
Absolutely. Because right. I didn't want to embarrass anybody. I just wanted to get.
But everybody
nice
there is not a. So there wasn't a member?
No, it wasn't a member.
So that you didn't have to play with a member?
No, we actually.
Well, obviously, they're not doing things correct.
No, is that tradition?
Well, every time you'd play at my old joint that I no longer am a member of.
Right.
You would have to play with a member. Someone, there would have to be
to
a member.
To make sure you don't, like, urinate in the chorus
just
or
there
something?
Would have to be a member in each foursome.
Okay.
They set it
somebody
up.
Somebody that knows the lay of the land, my boy.
Someone who wears plaid pants.
Someone that knows how to make old fashions.
Oh, by the way, Mike, I'm sorry.
You know what, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. If you just press the button back there, mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
Thank you, Mr. Magoo.
I walk in the pro shop because I wanted to get you something because I knew that you would appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice of you.
And I walked in. And then a couple of the other guys that just got some of these doctors that were from Harvard that came in for the wedding went on a spring break cruise and then drove up from Miami and came straight to
this one's not even for you.
Yeah,
straight,
exactly.
Straight to the club.
So you're surrounded by doctors.
Yeah. So they showed up and they had to buy. What is a good pair of spikes cost? Just
shoes.
Yeah,
shoes can be classics. Can be like over $200, well over $200. Okay, yeah.
One of the guys came in, sat down, and he's like, "I'll take those." And the guy was like, "They're going to be $260.
Yeah.
And I was like,
So he bought some high dollar shoes.
Are these club prices though, or they can actually?
They're probably
cost
not the you're getting them at full retail. Yes, is what you're getting there. And if they have a logo or anything like that, they cost more.
We finally get out there.
God, I miss those days.
We finally get out there, and they have caddies for us. And these caddies are not the caddies. They're not little kids. They are grown men that are professional golfers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've never been a part of that.
A lot of them are down at their summer club, and they'll go back to their they're down at their winter club, and they'll go back to caddy at their summer
club.
New York
or Boston. They go to the Hamptons. Right. They go wherever.
That's where they go.
Are they uniform?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Old school.
They
caddy.
Got green. I bet they had green vests on, right?
No.
They
were all white.
All white?
All white.
Oh, yeah, like Augusta almost.
It's hard to get grass stained.
Oh,
no,
they are. Were they in jumpsuits? Oh, wow.
Hey, thank you, man.
They tell you. They help you. And as they help you, it's almost like having a private coach.
Hold that thought. We're running late.
We
got to come back. We will finish up with you. This is fascinating.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And it's sad at the same time.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Do it a brand new dance now.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Our segment is brought to you by Waitin' On.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It's Monday. Nice. We normally don't have Waitin' On Monday.
Because we didn't have a show on Thursday.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go.
Well, Rob, you were there. RJ is the story today, though, because RJ and I went to the hockey game. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And RJ was telling me that you have clicked off another one, haven't you, Mr. RJ Diaz?
What's that? Another number, yes.
Yes, you have lost how many pounds?
116.
Nice. 116 pounds.
Congratulations, my friend.
He got his XL T-shirt last night.
He's into his,
it's a little
this is
tight,
a man who used to wear 4XL.
He's into his 24th bag of sugar.
Thank you,
Thank congratulations.
You,
people don't try to lose the weight because they think they'll fail. Wait not. You get results so quickly. You're motivated to keep going. Mm-hmm. Even our personal doctors are telling us it's a great way to eat. Rob Spiewak not only lost the weight, but went off of his medications.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing. We'd love to hear your success stories. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can and believe in, and we are delighted to have them as part of our sponsorship family. We really appreciate
that. Good stuff.
Getting back to Mr. Oscar Santana, who is at the Shishi Country Club, and I thought that there was a member there, and I didn't know that they rented the place out, and then you got a free round of golf. That's a sweet deal.
It was amazing.
Probably a good way for the club to make money.
Yeah, and I don't know if they offer that to anybody. It's just because I think Mr. Cornell is so adamant about golf that he somehow worked that out. He worked that out for everybody.
How did he get the name Cornell?
Cornella?
Oh, Cornello?
Yes, Cornella.
Cornella.
With an A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cornella. I thought there's got to be a vowel.
Yeah. Cornella. Cornella.
Cornella.
Yes.
I bet she's beautiful.
She is.
I bet the lady's.
The whole family's beautiful.
Lovely. Is she a doctor too?
She is.
Oh, well, Jesus Christ.
Of course.
Once again. What is the deal? Where's the fairness in that? What happens to the thing where the doctor marries the girl from the other side
the
of the tracks?
Right.
The peasant. And she raises his children, and then she gets snobby and she's dumb.
This is not how the Santanas work, Mike. How the Santanas work is they continue to breed richer and more beautiful people.
That's exactly, it's like a strategy.
Yeah, I mean, in like 40 years, we're going to look at Oscar and go, ew, what happened to him? Meanwhile, there's young Luca who could model for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just breeding them.
And he'll be a doctor.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And exactly. A lawyer.
Right.
So we end up going out on the golf course. A couple of different things. One, they don't serve booze on the course.
As I told you.
As you said.
Now, why is that, Mike?
It's not done. You don't do it there. I mean, it's not like it's not the kind of track where it's all about the golf.
Okay.
It's all about the golf. Yeah. Do they have a halfway house or something like that?
No.
Was there anything out there?
That's where my people live.
there's nothing on the actual greens. When you come back for the turn to go on the back nine,
you
that's
get
when
something.
You stop.
Get a little if you like, something.
And when you get it, by the way, it's not like you're walking.
What the hell is driving outside?
Sounds like a helicopter.
A jet.
You're not walking into a snack shack.
Well,
you're
Oscar
walking,
shoes are here.
You're walking into a beautiful like lunchroom. Not a dining room. A lunchroom.
A lunchroom.
Where they've got guys in bow ties walking around serving you.
It's the other half. I told you, you know, the private club, which this is, and I researched it. And the initiation in this joint, are you ready for this? The initiation dues that I read, and I don't know if I read wrong or not, $450,000.
No, you read that right. And that's not
$500,000 to get in.
That's not the yearly.
That's amazing.
Now, here's my question, and I don't want to appear like a total, but now when you do this lunch turn, is the food included, or
no.
Do you have to pay? You have to continue to pay?
I bought four Miller Lights and a Jack and Coke. Just to get us, just, you know, just for the guys. And that was just my force.
You're funny, though. Four Miller Lights for all of them. And for the black sheep of the family, I will have the hard liquor on the golf course.
I asked them if they want anything else. They said they want a Miller Light.
No, but the Jack and Coke is for you.
Yes.
The high octane.
But you know how they served it? The gentleman behind the bar, he's like, is this your first time here? I said, yes. What a nice guy. And the guy couldn't have been like more charismatic and friendly.
Right. Good.
And he said, okay. He's like, I said, you know, I love this place. Everyone seems so kind and nice. And he said, absolutely. And as he's talking, he's pouring the Jack Daniels, and it's going, it's all Jack. And he splashes it with Coke. He says, enjoy the back nine. It was amazing.
Oh, man.
That's the way it goes. How was your game?
My game was great.
Oh,
great.
Great?
Great.
Great. Great.
Probably
great.
The best round of golf I've ever had in my life.
Really?
I'm not asking that.
Did you make pars?
I almost made one birdie.
Really?
I was shocked.
Almost.
But then it choked, and I get a par.
Now, how did the other guys in your group play?
They were all great. Everyone took it. It's nice because you've got a coach there. That guy there in the jumpsuit,
right?
It tells you everything.
That's sure.
This, and when you
the caddy.
Yeah, when you
the guy in the jumpsuit.
When you follow,
I keep picturing Elvis.
Sequins.
When you follow his instructions, he is on. He knows that course back and forth.
I remember a guy I was playing in Pinehurst, which is with this legendary golf mecca where they have the U.S. Open and things like that. And they've got these phenomenal caddies down there, and most of them are African American because they've been down there and they've been raised in the area, and this is where they grew up, and it's traditional to have they're known as these Pinehurst caddies.
This
that
is
know
when
the golf
you got
course.
Bagger Vance, right?
This guy was with me, and I had two that week. One guy weighed like 400 pounds and was 4 feet tall and smoked Marlboro Reds.
He was the
and
one
it was
that
110 degrees out there, and I don't know how he
wasn't but he the caddy that asked you to carry your own bag because he was winded.
The mind.
This guy takes a he clubs me, but he gives me a 4-iron for a long on a long par 4 to hit into the green, and I flew the green. I went over the green. I said, "Ah, it's a little too much clubby." Guy looks at me, and goes, I didn't hit the shot. They like give it right to you. I mean, it's just, that's not my problem.
This guy was from Boston, had the accent, had everything. And at the back now, you get to know people, so you start talking to him. And we start hanging out, and we start asking him all kinds of questions.
And you're getting blottoed.
No, so, that's the one drink for but
you're loosening up. Yes, now that the alcohol is coursing.
So we start talking to him, and we say, look, there's got to be some just a-holes that run around here and just, you know, he goes, well, you would think that. He goes, but you know what's interesting about all of this? I've been doing this for 25 years. These are some of the kindest people in the world.
It's good
and
to hear.
You would think that with the money they make and what it takes to be a part of this club, that they could act otherwise and mm-hmm. they wouldn't care.
Right.
He said, absolutely not. He's like, there are people, I've been to their weddings, I've been invited over, they've offered me jobs in the off season.
Right.
They couldn't be kinder. Yeah. Couldn't be kinder.
Yeah, I say this with knowledge.
Yes.
He'd be lying through his teeth.
Is he?
Yeah.
Absolutely lying through his teeth. Yeah.
When you spend
You know how many people you have to F over to be able to afford a club like that?
Yeah.
Huh? You know how much that takes?
I don't know.
That's true. When I was there, I was generous too.
Yeah.
Do you think it has?
No, I like the caddies and the staff more than I like the members when I was at the
Shishi Club.
I said that. I never felt comfortable in that environment. It was no big deal when I lost it all.
Do you think it has to do with the fact that these are these robber barons that are out there on the course? Do you think it's because that's where they go, that's their happy place?
No.
So maybe
there. I think it might be a different level. I was at a different level at my place here.
Understood.
Okay.
I really was. I was at a different. This is even more of a. And I think you might get to a point where maybe you can be nice.
Where you can afford not to be a hump.
Rudy Giuliani's son on the course. It was nice.
It's gorgeous. And the weather was nice down there.
Yeah, and we got to play almost all 18. We went to 17 holes because we had to get back for the rehearsal dinner. Mm-hmm. But you're right. That type of golf.
Mike would have been so late to the rehearsal dinner if it meant one more hole of golf.
It did. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to play a course like that again in my life.
It's beautiful. I've seen pictures of it. It's amazing. And the rest of the weekend was good.
Let me add that, again, congratulations to my sister-in-law, Lauren, now, and Jose. They had a beautiful wedding. I was really nervous about the speech itself, and everybody did a great job.
Now, did you have to speak?
Yes.
Did you do a best man toast?
Yes, I did.
Can you encapsulate?
Were you the best man?
Yes, I was.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Best man toast is a tough gig.
It is.
A tough gig.
I love it.
You love it?
I do. Oh, I love
it's fun.
It.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I like it. It's showtime.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike.
Celebrity.
I write them for people.
Yeah, but
I've written them for people.
But
I swear to God, I've written them for people.
It is a high-pressure toast.
Hey, incidentally, I come to your event, too. I do best man toasts and eulogies.
Wow, so you can actually show up and you can be the proxy?
Hi, how's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Nice to see you. How are you?
So don't get the speeches mixed up.
When I gave the eulogy to my father's funeral, I put my hand on the casket. They said I was standing up there like Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it's some wild stuff. Let me tell you about my dad.
Here we go. Put the hand on the coffin. Very strange.
Cut off.
A beautiful ceremony, a night full of love.
How about that? A night full of love.
Everybody loved Shannon. It's the first time Shannon was got a chance to meet my family.
This This is a she country club. I've never seen so many well-dressed people in my life.
You know, Oscar, I have met a lot of people in your family. They all love me.
But if they're going to get kissing close, I better break out my lifesavers.
What flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
We're bringing it in much faster than we used to.
Yeah, good job, Jim.
The highest praise I got about the speech, which I was truly nervous about, and people ask you, how could you be nervous about something like this, because this is what we do for a living on the backside.
Right.
I said, because it's different.
It's
for
totally
your family.
It's a pressure.
They're depending on you.
Yes. Right.
They're depending on you, and it's tough.
At the end of the night, there was almost, I think, 74 doctors that someone counted at this wedding.
Great time to have a heart attack.
Wow.
If you need to.
See, I would have totally utilized that in my toast.
Would you have clutched your chest?
No, I would have just. I would work that. You know, really,
is there a doctor in the house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't do any doctor shtick.
You know, I'm wondering, is there any proctologist out here? Hey, how y'all doing?
Did you do shtick at all, or was it a very serious?
No, there
loving...
was a gentleman.
Did
gave
you do
me,
the gingerbread man voice?
The highest praise I got is a gentleman came afterwards, and I was at the bar.
Wow, that is high praise.
Boy, wow. Boy, that was a toast.
And he came up to me that I did not know, and he said to me, he said, He said, he asked me what show I worked on, and I said, look, I will get your information. I'll send you a link to the Mike O'Mara show.
Cool.
And
you're doing well. You're, oh,
you're doing
you're
a great job.
If you did half this well on the toast, you killed it.
Excuse me, he said,
best man. I just had to tell you. That toast really did it for me.
Poor choice of words on my part.
I know.
He says to me,
I'm glad I rented this suit.
He said, he goes, dude, he's like, Vince Vaughn, Wedding Crashers. I felt like I was in a Wedding Crashers movie.
Did you do a Vince Vaughn style toast?
Oh, I did.
Nice.
Wow. So you made it a little bit about you?
No, I made it all about them, but I clearly did some shtick.
Man, what is awesome. Love? Love is amazing until you come home and
no, I didn't do any of that. It wasn't inappropriate.
Right.
But I'll tell you, and it didn't mean to go that way because I had a couple bullet points set up. But as soon as I started talking, I looked around and I saw Bob Cornella, Mr. Cornella. Uh-huh. And that family is so kind and nice. I said, I want to thank the Cornellas. And I said, Cornellas, two thumbs up. Like, because I said, what a great family.
That's cool. That's
nice. I just set it up. It was very natural.
Now, I know you're very much in love. We certainly don't want to get you in trouble. But what was the hottie factor at the
wedding?
There
were beautiful women there all over the place. I would think
so. Well, there were 70 doctors.
It's incredible.
That means there's at least 70 good-looking days. You
know, anybody get sloppy? Anybody lose control? Please tell me at least one person like vomited or something.
No.
Cornella did.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
He was so good until he lost that one middleweight bout in 1978.
What was also surprise is that the steel drum band shot out of nowhere into the big hall, and it just was, it's so festive to have a steel, to come in like a carnival, blowing whistles.
Mike, it is festive.
So you're really wowed. It takes a lot to impress you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what you're going to be like now? You're going to be like, been there, done that, everything. Don't get like that.
I'm not like that.
Don't get like a New Yorker.
No.
I mean, really, New Yorkers are like this, especially on that side of Florida.
Not all New Yorkers.
It's like, hey, wow, this is amazing food. Yeah, I've had this.
No.
Yeah, I've had better.
The portions are small.
No problem.
My entire family, and if you were up above 80 or 90 years old, you probably sat in your chair the whole time, but the whole wedding danced and danced.
That's
and
a good
danced.
Wedding. When people get on their feet.
All
was it exclusive? Exclusively a steel drum band, or did you have another orchestra?
We had a DJ, and then they had the steel drum band come out and surprise everybody. And for a moment of the night, they had half the club, which had a big patio looking over the greens, and half the club was inside, so you could walk outside and dance if you'd like, or come back.
That's wonderful,
awesome.
Romantic for you and your lady.
Oh, it couldn't have been nicer.
Anything you want to tell us?
A nice
announcement.
I was wondering if nothing. You know, usually that's kind of a. I've always thought that's a bad move, though.
If you get engaged or make it about yourself,
right.
During another person's wedding,
it's the worst.
That's not kind.
That's low rent.
Absolute low rent.
But I will say that during every speech and every announcement that everyone else had, they included her name and Oscar's beautiful girlfriend, Shannon.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was such a nice
touch.
And
I'm sure she felt all at home with that.
Mr. Cornella, who just met her a couple days earlier.
And the beautiful Shannon is here with Oscar. She's fantastic. Get up, darling. Darling, get up. Get up and acknowledge all these people. You got 74 doctors here, and you had the balls to come with a know-nothing.
With a DJ
and a guy that sells grill attachments. You're very lovely. Now sit back down. Have a cannoli.
So that was wonderful. But a beautiful... And look, I think you take that group. While it was nice to be at Trump International and you put them anywhere, it was just such a nice group.
Met your family members, some of them, and they are very down to earth and that's great. And now here's to the future.
Yes.
And a little less of the high life and focusing on healing, which is what they're supposed to do. Why there's a Hippocratic Oath. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't know. One of the guys in the steel drum band got a blister. It was a crisis.
Now, if you think that was special, Trump International.
I know.
RJ and I went to the hockey game yesterday.
Wow.
You want to talk about fine living. Actually, I did pop for an expensive ticket. The expensive tickets were not as expensive as they normally are because it was last minute. Mm-hmm. We went to the 5 o'clock game.
So you bought two tickets. You said I assumed that RJ was up top and you were down at the bottom. I popped for an expensive
ticket. I decided
for
this one time we're not going to do it that way.
Okay, good.
What I did was
Meech at Clyde's.
Call RJ up. What time I call you? About noon? Something?
Yeah, it was 11:30.
Noon, 12:30. And I say, I really want to go to this game. You want to go? And he said, yeah, we'll go.
Who is the opponent?
Toronto Maple Leafs, Washington Capitals.
All right.
My Washington Capitals have suddenly started to intrigue me because in seasons past, last 2 years, they've kind of waltzed into the playoffs and then they've S'd the bed mm-hmm. when they've gotten to there. Right now, it's a catfight. It's struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are clawing their way to stay in the hunt and to make the playoffs. There's no guarantee they will. Every game's an epic battle. It's just, and they're fun to watch because they've just in the last week turned it around a little bit. That could change.
Sure.
1 week is an eternity at this time of the season, but it's fun, so I decide we're going to go there. So I say, hey, these are expensive tickets, but they're really down close to the ice. And I buy these tickets, and we're three rows off the ice.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Immediately really behind the VIP section.
Yes, behind the VIPs. Mm-hmm. The VIPs are the first two rows. And was it the first two rows in front of us?
Yes.
The red ones that have people's names on them?
Yes, with the soft seats and
with
the
cushions. With
the
soft, and they get a special little...
And the company names.
They get a little flyer about the, you know, you get the rosters and everything. They're handing, they're sitting in front
the
of
bitterness.
Us.
We were going to take the marker out.
I'm bitter about everything now.
Did the VIP section have a steel drum band?
No, it did not.
Oh, that's a sad
So we
thing.
Sit down.
It had
and,
another kind of band someday. On
And, you know, we sit, I said, man, I don't care that they're two, like, different colored sections in the, and that's, the, for, that's race.
Good for you. Good for you.
And so, oh, my God. There are these red seats in front, and they're obviously VIPs, and, but we're down close, and you can see how big these guys are, and how fast these guys are, and it's just I like to be up a little higher so I can see the whole
perspective
game. But once in a while it's nice for a little change, and we looked at each other, hey, this is pretty neat to be right down close and all that, and we're fine, and really nothing to speak of any real note other than just the two douchebags that came in.
There were douchebags.
Well,
at the
they're
game.
Douchebags. I'm gonna
Young
say
ones.
early 20s.
Uh-huh.
The one guy was sucking on a beer, which means he's probably 21. But they were douches.
Wow.
They were, and they came in, and their big trip is that they smashed the glass.
Oh, the glass!
Anytime anybody skates by, they smash. And I was cool with that, even though it was so obnoxious. And that one father that looked like he wanted to stab them.
He didn't say a word.
You know, and he's there with his son. And these two guys are anywhere from 18 to 21 years old.
Right.
One guy wasn't drinking beer. The other guy was. Just, and you know, in seats like that, they're daddy's tickets.
Of course.
I know they are.
Well, they can't afford them.
And they're sitting, and they're smacking it. And at one point, the goalie for Toronto skates by, and he would come out of his net, and he's kind of stretching, and he would leave the crease area, and he'd skate out, and he'd skate over, like, near our side. And this guy, every time, smashes it. And at one point, he smashes it, and they're, like, two-year-olds, eight-year-olds around.
Right.
And he smashes it, and he yells the guy's name. He goes, hey, I got this right here, and he grabs his dink.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there going, man, you know, the last time I was around the Washington Capitals, I got caught up in the moment and I had a few adult beverages. I'm not going to put boy the whole time I said to him, I said, you know, I'm trying to enjoy the game, but I just can't get over the fantasy of what it would be like for my fist to connect with his jaw.
Or his face to connect with that glass.
Just really, just because he's just such, and you know what? People are just douchebags.
Yeah,
and you know what? And you realize why bad things happen. Because this time I was sitting next to RJ, and you know this was my attitude. Yeah. I said, I ain't being the guy this time.
Right. No.
Good for you.
I'm always the guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not being the guy. If I swear to God, if I hadn't blown my knee out, taken a poke at somebody who was being a douchebag the last game I was at, I would have been down there. I'm like, yo, douche.
Yeah.
Other people are trying to enjoy the game, okay?
Well, this is not...
Are you getting your testosterone out by smashing the glass like this? And at one point, an usher came over.
Yes,
to
he did. He got, the, and he got the verbal warning
they
from
settled
the usher
down.
Said, stop it.
They settled down a little bit. But the whole time they were there, and it just, to me, I love going to live sporting events. It's so much fun. But when you get somebody that's just makes it all about
them. Someone can ruin it.
Pretty much everybody else enjoyed the game without grabbing their crotch or banging against the glass.
Yeah. And he's down there and he's just doing this thing. Oh, well, we always bang on the glass. Yeah, you bang it. Yeah. You know, how brave is that?
Yeah.
You're smashing the glass. You're making a gesture to a guy that could so totally kick your ass.
Kill
it's
you.
It's not even funny.
Yeah, he could kill you.
But these were big enough guys where they were intimidating to people around them, myself included. I said, be kind of a decision process with this, especially the one on the left
yes,
with
did.
His hat backwards. That would be tough.
Yeah, he had the Miami RJ hat.
He's a young guy, but there are ways around that.
Take him out, RJ.
There are ways around.
Oh, sure there are.
It's called knee and balls. you do that, and it's just
you showed great restraint.
Oh, I wanted to. Ooh, that's all I was thinking about the whole time. You know, because we had a very nice time. And here's what's great about a hockey game.
Yes.
As far as live sports, this is the best live sport there is. Yeah. You know why? Because you can make other plans.
Yeah.
Because that is what. Were we talking about 2 hours?
We were out of there in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yes. 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah. Awesome.
All done. Bingo, bingo. That, nice little victory for the Caps.
That's how it ought to be.
I really, all sports should be like that.
And you can clear out of MCI Center. Or is it Verizon?
Verizon.
The Verizon Center, MCI Center.
It's only been Verizon for a decade. That's all right. It's like you.
I should say,
have you ever been to a sporting event?
No, Mike, I never have. Although one time I read a book that apparently they show them on television.
Have you ever been to a hockey game?
Yes.
You've been to one? All right.
Yeah, several. You went last year. Yeah. I enjoy them. I think it's a great event. Live.
I think you might have gone with Rob, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. You went with Jimmy.
That's right. We went on Jimmy's trip. That trip is coming up soon.
That's right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, well. You know, unfortunately, that's where I get to be a snob. Okay, I don't want to be. I don't really like sitting in the sections that require a parachute.
Way up there.
Thank you very much. But thanks for the invite.
My nose.
So that's it. Just be nicer to people. Be kind. Use bags and all that.
And don't wear plaid pants.
We got to take a break because we got to come back and it's Rob's audio bomb because we are running super late. And congratulations to your brother.
Yes. Great
and
news.
To his lovely bride, whose name is
Lauren.
Lauren
and Jose.
and the Carmelo.
Cornellas.
The Cornellas.
Yes.
The Cornella family.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
We'll be right back. Here, have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man. Here, have two. Welcome back to MikeOMeraShow.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by Rob's Magic Audio Vault. No, sorry.
But it is the Magic Audio Vault.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is, 4 days.
I understand. Yeah. You want to check tomorrow?
And daylight savings.
Rob's, the wires got pushed around.
Well, and I was snoring, so Carla woke me up early. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator.
Yes.
Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn, okay? Do it yourself easily with the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring at your lawn. Coring is when they actually dig up the little plugs, and it really helps because it gets the water in there and it gets all those roots all hydrated. That helps your lawn get water and nutrients, and it gives the roots more room. Get more tips for a better lawn to get a free DVD. To see the DR Lawn Aerator in action, get up to $300 off right now. What are you handing out?
I have handouts for the Audio Vault.
Just click the DR ad on our website, the DR Lawn Aerator. DR, professional power done right, and another proud sponsor of our live stage show, which, again, we say thank you to all of you
for selling
out that show, and we'll see all 800 strong of you on March 31st at the State Theater.
It's going
to be a fabulous night. I'm very excited. Now it's time to open up the Audio Vault.
Because we're in the midst, Mike, of March Madness. And if you look carefully, you'll see who VCU's first opponent is.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Could it be Wichita State? Yes. This Thursday, a Buzz versus Rob basketball adventure.
My alma mater against yours, Rob.
And so will there be some sort of jive DJ bet?
I'm going to warn you. Yeah, I'll bet you a loaf of bread, a Bible, and a Santorum
hey,
button.
Hey, Buzz, that's all right. You only bet if you graduate.
Oh, wait a second. Wait.
Fair enough.
VCU,
go Rams, go!
But anyway, so that'll be interesting. It's Thursday night is the game.
I'm warning you. WSU, their mascot is the Wheat Shocker, and
is that in the Urban Dictionary?
Did you say the
Wheat
their mascot
shocker.
Is the
it's
weed
a,
the weed
wheat,
shocker
wheat, wheat shocker like wheat a brain. Shock of wheat, which is of course the fiercest of the grain crops.
Yeah,
shocking. But anyway, so if you want to fill your bracket, I got you all bracket. So that's my
oh, good luck to Mississippi Valley State.
Not
against Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty easy win.
Yeah.
Now,
who's your money on?
Now, the Hawkeyes, regular Iowa in this, or is it just Iowa State?
No, just Iowa State, I believe.
Just Iowa. Sorry, Hawkeyes.
Now, the also one thing is it's hard to keep track of all the teams that are in the games this year. So this song, Mike, if you can commit the lyrics.
The tournament, Rob. In the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Whatever,
it's
dude.
It's hard to keep track of all the teams in the tournament.
If you just memorize these lyrics, you will be able to know all the people who are playing. And I actually printed them out
or
for
the
you.
Or the teams. Shockers, Badgers, Cougars, Huskies, Racers, Mountaineers, Blackbirds, Bruins, Bearcats, Hoosiers, Texans, Musketeers, Jayhawks, Buckeyes, Aztecs, Gators, Seminoles, Hoyas, Blue Jays, Crimson Bonnies, Bobcats, and Lobos, Three Wildcats, Two Spartans, Bears twice, Catamounts, Bulls, Owls, Crimson Tide, Billikens, Mountain Hawks, and Cyclones. Take a deep breath, still 31 to go.
Can you start that again?
You bet.
Yeah, I think I memorized that when I listened to it the first time.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, no, not that. This.
Shockers, Badgers, Cougars, Huskies, Racers. All right, get it.
All right. So there is a way you can remember all the teams. Moving on. Mike, do you like to fly American Airlines?
No.
Well, watch out.
I do not.
Watch out for their bipolar flight attendants.
Oh.
This is amazing. Wow. Oh, and then you know what? Another thing that I wrote down today. We'll play this first.
Okay.
This is the lady. This is the flight attendant that wigged out on the plane.
Yeah, on the tarmac. Before they took off, she actually got on the speaker and said, this plane is going to crash.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
She picked a fight with another flight attendant and had to be subdued by passengers. Wow. Turns out she's bipolar and did not take her medication. All that exists is, people record her on their phone. But this is some great audio. How would you like to hear this when you're getting ready to take off? She absolutely
that
lost
her.
Actually, I watched a lot of this video over the weekend. It actually is sad. She's ill, and astonishing that. You know, it's a flight attendant. I don't think you do the same vetting that you would do for like a transportation security worker. I don't think you would do that. But she really lost it.
Yeah.
Well, they're very highly trained. I mean, they're considered safety officers on the plane.
Yeah, but I don't think they vet them like you would necessarily vet somebody who would be, say, an FBI agent or something like that.
Apparently not.
Well, maybe they should.
You know, it's just
a thought.
Wow. I mean, how bad are you when you react like that? And it took a lot of people to restrain her.
They said she was very strong. Like my son Robert.
I believe what she yelled is, I will not be responsible for crashing this plane.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Very scary. Yeah.
What do you do?
Obviously,
I might get off the plane.
They canceled the flight. Yeah. They turned around and brought it back. Yeah.
The other thing was a JetBlue two doctors, I think they were, and two children coming in from the Turks and Caicos, and
I have the tape of them from the Today Show.
Okay, listen, they were other people that their kid was not behaving very well, and they actually were asked to leave the flight.
And the thing that I thought that was so funny is that they couldn't control their kids during the Today Show interview. So listen to this brief clip.
Wow. And in terms
hold
of
on, wait. Slow down. You have this story?
Oh, yeah. JetBlue threw a family of four off one of its flights after a two-year-old's temper tantrum that the parents could not or would not control got out of hand. The two-year-old refused to stay seated or buckle up. The captain eventually turned the plane back to the gate.
Okay, before you play this, because this was hysterical, they came on live TV to bitch about the fact
that they're bad parents.
And before they came on, of course, what I do like about the Today Show, they do a little 71% poll of Americans going, we're with the airline.
Yeah.
And I've been on planes like this. You control your children. And the reason this child was not in control, you saw on national TV.
Bad parents?
With Pussy Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Pussy Dad.
The child was
best
literally
friend dad.
Dad
good
was
stupid vagina dad.
The kids were actually grabbing the dad's hair and his nose.
And dad is just like going, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. I would like to take that guy and just grab his collar and go, be a man.
Listen,
discipline your children.
They're on the television, and these are the kids as they're trying to garner support for the fact that the kids are well behaved.
That JetBlue has overreacted. By turning them away, they're making their case, and meanwhile, their kids are you all right over there?
Yeah, it's fine. I have to get a new kicker now.
Okay.
No. I'll be
oh, my God!
I'll be right with you.
Stop the show!
You just mind-effed Buzz. Yeah. He does not know what to do now.
That's okay.
So, yes. Story.
You know what? To be fine.
Why don't you just don't worry about not having a kicker, since we since we absconded with it, just do your, and this is my last straight. So, oh, well, you have this.
Look, he's freaking out, though.
No, I'm just getting it.
Okay.
I want to be ready.
All right. So, we go on the Today Show to plead their case and listen to the kids are just out of control.
And in terms of the disruption this was causing on the plane had not taken off yet. Let's just make sure we understand that.
Yeah, it wasn't anywhere near the
tarmacker.
What was the reaction from the other passengers, and how was the crew dealing with it at the time?
Are you kidding me?
They're incapable of disciplining. So, they're probably accomplished physicians.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They
were probably at the
control
wedding.
Their children.
Hey. Come on.
Stay off my plane.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's possible. I did it.
We were explaining that we were trying to say hi. We were explaining that we were trying to do so.
I have experience with this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm sounding like Mr. Tough Guy. I don't want to sound like that. There's a way of doing this, okay? The way this is done, there's one way and only one way. If you want to, foolproof, you occupy them.
That's right.
Yes.
You give them diversions.
A million
this
things
is
to
not
do.
Rocket science. If and you, did you see the way the kid was, you know, unkempt today?
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah. A mess.
Mommy's scattered and not really like totally locked
she
in.
She said later. She said, "I don't really blame JetBlue. It's the whole airline industry that's to blame."
Yeah,
for bad parenting.
I mean, you bring stuff for the kids to do,
right? Activities,
and it's
easy nowadays. Touch,
and iPhone, if you do it when they're at a very young age, then they become conditioned to it.
Yeah.
You know, the best example is we're coming back after a 14-hour drive, and Carla and I get outside of Baltimore coming, driving down from Maine, and Carla and I are like two-year-olds with each other, because I made a wrong turn, and we're just going, you don't know, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to do that, girl. I look in back, and Catherine's got her book out, and she's going.
The grown-up.
Just reading.
The grown-up.
Just casually reading, as she has been doing for 10 hours.
Yeah, you know, and you bring it up. It is conditioning. You can train the children to be better.
You know, just and I've been on planes with these bad parents that just don't. And you hear the last one I flew. I'm trying to think where I was coming in from, and it was I forgot the kid's name, but it was something like Joshua. It's like Joshua.
I think it was Joshua.
Joshua, you can't. Joshua. Mm-hmm. Now the plane's gonna back up. Joshua, Dad. No.
Yeah.
Give the kid a puzzle. Give him a coloring book. Yeah. And if worse comes to worse, give him some Tylenol. Yeah.
Something.
Some Tylenol PM.
Exactly. Or Benadryl. Or is what they, no, actually, there have been cases where the airline has requested or insisted that the parents give the kids Benadryl to calm them down, and the parents refuse.
Or you can give them, like my mom used to do, you can give them a little pinch. So nobody can see. It looks like you're actually comforting them.
Like
but,
right under the elbow.
Just grab them.
Just unseen abuse.
Yeah, you know what's going on. Yeah, now you're crying.
Oh, but you watch this. This father was a mess, wasn't he? Anyway, we're running out of time.
All right. Be a good baby, Mike. When you're on the plane, start a blues band with your dog. We have on YouTube, and you can check on our page here. Here's a kid playing a harmonica with a huge tick hound. This is great.
Huge tick hound.
A big, big dog. Oh, I paused it. Wouldn't you let them stay on the plane?
A tick hound.
And you know, tick hounds are big in Mississippi. Did you see the thing where Bill Maher sent the film crew to Mississippi to interview the electorate?
No.
This is just a clip from it.
Is this from this past weekend?
Yeah, this is from the most recent
Bill
Maher.
That. It is good. Can't this wait to look at that one.
Check this out.
You never liked the president, did you?
Never. And never will.
Why not?
One thing, your name is Obama.
This is America. Our president should be American, not Muslim.
I don't even like it. When I see him on TV, I turn it off. I don't like it.
Is it because he's black?
No, it's not because he's black, or he's a half-breed.
No.
Well, he's black, too, but he's a half-breed.
We're in the state of Mississippi. I don't care for the government. They don't show me anything.
You get food stamps.
Yeah, but I think I deserve food stamps. I have no unemployment.
I hate Obamacare. I think it's retarded and pointless.
But a lot of people in Mississippi need health care.
Yeah.
Something's not working here.
That's
voting
right.
Voting Republican hasn't worked for you.
But it could.
But it hasn't.
It hasn't, but it could.
We're not going to be pushed over. We lost the war. That's true. But we're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to back down from what we believe. And like the tag on the front of my truck says, the South will rise again.
So that's where where we're choosing our
this
candidates.
This filmmaker swears that she did not go out of her way to find the toothless. She said she cut out as many toothless people as she included.
You know, Bill Maher's got some balls.
He does.
I really appreciate that. You know, I think it's important to point some of this stuff out. Mm-hmm. The movie that Buzz and I were talking about before the show was Game Change. And really,
yes, it's very good. Very, very good.
I think, you know, listen. Make no mistake about the fact that it plays to my political sensibilities.
It's not over the top, though. I thought it was pretty balanced.
If you're from, you think so because you're from the other side.
No, in fact, it generated sympathy for Sarah Palin that I did not feel before because I see how she was thrust into this unprepared.
But I really think that it would, if you were a dyed-in-the-wool, passionate Republican, mm-hmm. that movie will piss you off.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly pissed off Sarah.
Of course, right. Because she comes out, because as much as they have a several moments of making you feel sympathy
McCain,
for her.
I think McCain might be okay with the movie.
You know, you might be right about that. Yeah. I mean, he really does. He's portrayed in a very nice light, but he probably doesn't like the fact that they show him saying the F word all over the place.
I like him more for
but
that.
President F word.
But I thought it was really, you know, if it's 20% true,
it's just scary.
Yeah.
It's just scary the cult of celebrity can do, you know?
I bet a lot of it's true.
It's very, very scary.
Before, to any party.
Before we close the book on Mississippi, I just
want to... We're talking about the Sarah Palin... Game pick from John McCain.
Right.
Before we close the book on Mississippi, I just want to give some examples of candidates being folksy. I thought you might like this.
Okay.
Here's the folksy Rick Santorum.
I got Ken here in Mississippi, and I'm not sure I'm very proud of it.
So he almost pulls it off.
Well,
that's
going,
almost folksy.
You know, you just play this example of the electorate down in Mississippi,
and that's what they're catering to.
And then they're pandering to these people.
Right.
I got Ken here.
Here's Romney. Here's Mitt Romney being folksy.
Morning, y'all. Yeah. Good to be with you.
Does not work for him.
I got started right this morning with a biscuit and some cheesy grits.
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
Delicious.
God. Delicious.
Just fantastic. How are y'all doing?
And also, Newt Gingrich.
Is there anywhere where he's comfortable?
No.
No.
Yeah, Oscar's Club.
I wish.
The only thing, Newt took it to the next level because Newt Gingrich, not just folksy, but phlegmy. Here's Newt.
I have had grits before.
Yeah.
And that may explain as much as anything why everybody in Alabama and Mississippi ought to vote for me.
So that's the
wow.
What is he doing in the race?
He's coughing up some grits.
Do we have time for two more?
Yeah, real quick. Come on now.
Okay, I'll save the other one for tomorrow. We'll close with this. This is from the Canadian Broadcasting Company, CTV. A guy named Kent Mulgott was doing a sort of a dive bomb a surprise interview of a lawyer coming out of a courthouse, and he's walking alongside him with the microphone.
Oh, this is fantastic.
And he walks into a pole.
He is so captivated with this guy, and he's just looking at him with his mouth open going, yeah? Really? Answer the question. And he's briskly walking along, and he just nails it.
And you can also see this at our YouTube page. Okay?
This is great.
You failed to prove it the first time around. What do you have up your sleeve to be more successful this time around?
Already said I will not be making any comment.
Oh my God, that hurt.
That's going to leave a mark.
And if you go to our YouTube page, you'll see it in slow motion. That is your Magic Audio Vault, Mike.
Coming up, we've got Buzz with the kickerless news and lots more fun and more thrills right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Let's bring in Mr. Burbank right now. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by...
Encore!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore! Might be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services.
Before you go on, Buzz, you provided me with this letter, and I just have
to
share
this.
It's
a nice short one, yeah.
This is so funny. From John. John writes to us, and I like just the point by point. Uh-huh. Dinner last night, wife lecturing teenage boys. As she tries to make a point, 14-year-old makes the Tourette's Girl sound that Rob plays.
Oh. Hey!
We listen on a commute to school. I unhinge my jaw to the dismay and cluelessness of my poor wife.
Was always so
like that.
I salute you, good sir.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for the laugh and wicked bond with my son. He gets it.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks, John. Nice letter. Nice.
As gas prices go up, the president's approval rating goes down. A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows nearly 2/3 of us disapprove of the way Obama is handling gas prices.
I totally agree with that.
His overall popularity has slipped downward again just now after reaching a high of 50% just a few weeks ago. Approval's down now to 46% with overall disapproval at 50%. Half of us see signs the economy's improving. Half of us give Obama credit for that. The other half blame Obama for holding back more progress. In 2008, when gas prices rose during the final year of the Bush administration, Fox News reported back then that neither the president nor Congress has any control over gas prices.
Yep, but you've
got everything over $4 in Maryland this weekend.
Right. Yep.
This is the Achilles heel of our president, in my opinion. This is what Barack Obama does not do that he should do.
What?
When we are in a situation like this, whether you can control it or you can't, mm-hmm. you have to appear empathetic.
Yes,
and you have to talk about it, acknowledge it.
Do that. He
right.
doesn't.
You're
he's,
right.
He's kind of an academic in that way, where he approaches these things. You know, I'm not going to come out, and I'm. You have to kind of comfort us.
Sometimes
you
yeah.
have to give us
that's
some indication that maybe something.
Right.
And that's what he mm-hmm. hasn't done throughout his 4 years.
I know.
At the same time, I think most people. I really believe this year that if people get into the voting booth mm-hmm. and they realize that this guy is the alternative mm-hmm. To some of these clown car guys that we're watching right now,
yes.
I think you're probably going to have the people pull the lever for Obama. But mm. at the same time, Obama, this is the area he's needing
you're right.
to step up.
I can tell you
there.
Exactly really. What he should say. He What's should that? Do a speech and say this.
Hold your breath. Make a wish.
That would help.
Now count to three.
Don't you think?
Barack Obama.
Come with me and you'll be.
Don't you feel comforted by hearing that?
I do. Now if Lou Rawls was alive, I'd vote for him.
Now right. we're listening.
Right.
Can a Republican beat Obama this November? It's still a long way off, but it seems increasingly unlikely, especially with Santorum and Gingrich beating up on the guy considered most likely to be Obama's opponent. Santorum yesterday said Romney, quote, can't close the deal, and Gingrich called Romney the weakest GOP frontrunner in 92 years.
Oh, yeah, well, he wears a sweater vest.
More primaries.
No, it's Santorum that wears a sweater vest.
I think they all should be required to wear sweater vests.
More mm-hmm. primaries tomorrow in the South and Hawaii. Newt Gingrich says we should get out of Afghanistan now, especially after a U.S. soldier took out 16 men, women, and children in a mad rampage yesterday. Gingrich, who said Obama was wrong to apologize for the Quran burning, should apologize for this incident. Apple says it's already sold out of the new iPad 3, and it doesn't even come out till Friday.
Hey, well, I wish I was going to a show where they were giving one away.
Yeah.
You get it for free, right?
Right,
sure.
Courtesy of the Oakland Wine Shop.
Here's a little, we'll have an announcement about our live show coming up on March 31st tomorrow that will please many of you around the country.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Because of the demand, Apple says buyers can expect a shipping delay of about 3 weeks. Pre-orders go out March 16th. The rest go out March 19th. If you lose your phone, good news, there's at least a 50% chance the finder will return it to you.
Oscar, were you able to keep your phone this weekend?
Yes, I was.
Attaboy.
Catherine lost hers. My daughter lost hers.
Well, the bad news, besides the 50% chance that it won't be returned, is that there's a 96% chance the finder will snoop through every detail on your phone.
Can't do it on Catherine's phone.
Password protected?
It's password protected.
That's nice. The secret
That's
to success.
That's my daughter. Way to go. And I watched that news story about that this weekend, and password protected my phone as well.
Very good.
It's a pain in the ass, but I think it's smart to do.
Can't you lock it after the fact if you have that Find
if
Your
you
iPhone
have the
app?
Find Your iPhone
With
app,
iPhone,
yes.
you can, yes. Yeah. The computer security folks at Symantec did the study, intentionally losing 50 phones in major cities and then tracking them.
Good job for Oscar.
They loaded the phones with files labeled HR. Salaries and saved passwords, and half of the finders looked into those files.
That's good.
And never mind phoning and texting while driving. A new survey finds that 1 in 4 men have pleasured themselves while driving. And while we're on the... Someone's laughing too loudly. And while we're on the subject...
Well, chief masturbator in charge over here.
You ever been in that red truck?
That's a man who's, believe me, intimately familiar with his knuckles. That's for sure. No doubt about that.
While we're on the subject...
Hey, let's take a little survey, though.
Okay.
I mean, in the car.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
In the car while driving. Anyone?
No.
It's been done. I've done it.
Yeah,
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. So three of the six
Some
men in the
guys
room.
In
Let me just say hello to Wilmington, Delaware.
Hi, Chicago.
Yeah. I'm just coming home.
Buzz did it today on Route 28.
Mm-hmm. While we're on the subject, a third of men have done it at work, nearly a third while visiting their parents' house, and 10% have even slipped away in the middle of a party to attend the party in their parents'.
I've never done it at work.
Good for you.
Well, this is where you
work. Yeah, you work here, Mike.
Well, you have now.
I guess technically you're right. That's a yay.
The European Chess Union has just banned female players from showing cleavage during a match. The rule says women players cannot have more than two top buttons unbuttoned.
Boo.
And that their skirts must reach to at least 4 inches above the knee.
It doesn't matter. It's not like there's going to be a lot of hot chess players.
I bet there are.
You think?
Oh, sure.
And finally, in Britain, they have a chain of furniture stores called Sofa King. And the government agency in the United Kingdom that controls and regulates advertising has just told Sofa King that they can no longer advertise that their prices are Sofa King low. No. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just had, it took me a while.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was the sleep deprivation.
I liked it.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies have started putting these very restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show. That's it. We'll have another one tomorrow, including a major announcement about our live show that I think you're all going to like. At least I hope so. And if you don't,
we'll find out.
We'll see later. Happy day to you.
Thank you so much.
Congrats. Congratulations to your brother and his new bride, and we'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. You keep your hands off it, RJ.
Yeah.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks. Ciao, ciao.